hundreds of millions of dollars have poured into political campaigns in Washington state and nationwide this year, a rising share of those dollars are being funneled through super PACs and other outside groups. KUOW's John Ryan takes a look at just where all the campaign cash is coming from in Washington state.
Each election season, little-known political action committees assume a central role in American politics. Their vaguely patriotic names often disguise their true purpose, spending lots of money to get certain candidates into power. So here's a little quiz. See if you can tell which of these super PACs are conservative, which are liberal, and which one is satirical.
Priorities USA Action.
America Shining.
Restore Our Future.
American Crossroads.
Americans for a Better Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
The first two super PACs are liberal, the next two conservative, and Americans for a Better Tomorrow, Tomorrow was created by comedian Stephen Colbert to draw attention to the role of these little-known groups in American democracy. One thing all those super PACs have in common, thanks to a Supreme Court ruling, they can all funnel unlimited money into campaign advertising. That means people and organizations with lots of cash can influence elections more easily than before. And that means certain places here in Washington state may have more power than they used to.
To get at the heart of our system of campaign finance, I've come to Cozy Cove. It's a little finger of water on the east side of Lake Washington. It's in between the wealthy peninsulas of Hunts Point and Yarrow Point, and just north of Bellevue. Here in my kayak, I'm a little out of place. Multi-million dollar mansions line both sides of the cove. Private docks, big enough for yachts, are as common here as driveways in other neighborhoods. The area around Cozy Cove and just to its south in Bellevue is zip code 98004. This zip code has given more money to influence this year's federal elections than any other zip code in Washington state. About $3 million, according to the Federal Elections Commission. That's close to 50 times more than the average zip code. No place even comes close to the 98004. It's outpaced every other zip code, including the big spenders in Mercer Island, Medina, and Seattle's Capitol Hill, by nearly $1 million or more.
The biggest donor in the 98004 is Michael Darland of Bellevue. The retired tech entrepreneur now owns high-end fishing lodges in Chile. He and his wife have given $250,000 to Freedom Works for America. That's a super PAC associated with the Tea Party movement.
I believe right now more than ever in my life, and I just turned 70, that my freedoms and my liberties being threatened by a government that doesn't seem to believe the same sorts of things that I believe the Constitution says.
Darland is like most big donors on the east side of Lake Washington. He's putting his money behind conservative causes. To the west, the big money zip codes in Mercer Island, Seattle, and Shoreline favor liberal campaigns by wide margins. The state's biggest spenders?
The big spender!
Microsoft co-founders Paul Allen and Bill Gates have each spent more than $3 million to get charter schools legalized through a state ballot measure. The biggest infusion of personal wealth aimed at getting a candidate elected has come from Ann Wyckoff. Wyckoff lives in a gated community of multi-million dollar homes called the Highlands. It's in Shoreline. Since August, the 85-year-old philanthropist has given $1 million to the pro-Obama super PAC called Priorities USA Action. Wyckoff says she likes to stay under the radar, and she declined to speak on tape. But she told me that she's always supported Democrats and that if you can give, you should give to things you really believe in. 4 years ago, super PACs and other outside groups spent about $300 million nationwide on advertising and other types of campaigning.
Now we're expecting about $1 billion to be spent by these outside groups, so a huge jump in their activity.
Sheila Krumholtz is head of the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics in Washington, D.C. She says that $1 billion from the outside is on top of the $5 billion spent by candidates and their parties.
We are seeing a lot more advertising. It's more negative, and there's a lot more deception. That's perhaps not surprising, given that these are independent groups. They're less accountable than nearly all other actors in politics in America today.
Krumholtz Group tracks all the money flowing into American politics on its website, opensecrets.org. Or at least all the money that's possible to track. While super PACs are required to disclose their donors, they often set up separate nonprofit organizations that don't have to say where they got their money.
There are some problems with super PACs, but on the whole, they are not the concern here. The concern really is their nonprofit arms, which are entirely hidden from the public view in terms of where that money is coming from.
Nationwide spending by those nonprofit groups has favored Republicans over Democrats by an 8-to-1 margin. Michael Darland of Bellevue told me he has given money to the nonprofit arm of the FreedomWorks super PAC, but he declined to say how much. Darland says he doesn't disclose what he's not required to. Some critics of the role of big money in politics blame the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision for opening the floodgates of special interest spending. But political scientist Mark Smith of the University of Washington says something else is behind the rising tide of money in political campaigns.
The biggest thing that I think is driving this is just inequality. There's more money at the top, and so there's more money that can slosh around.
With huge sums of money going to both Democrats and Republicans, a lot of the donations may just cancel each other out. The net effect, according to some political scientists, is to tilt the political system toward wealthy donors as a whole. One survey of very wealthy Americans found they were much more concerned about the federal deficit than the rest of the country was. Here's Mark Smith.
The general population at this point is much more concerned about jobs and growth. If you look at the national dialogue in the last couple of years, the deficit has kind of dominated the national conversation. The issue priorities get pushed more toward what people at the top want.
Smith says it's hard to know whether campaign donations themselves tilt the playing field. He says it could just be that elected officials also tend to be wealthy and they move in the same social circles as their big donors.
Having said that, you know, if you make money count for more, that makes everything else count for less. So that is a threat to democracy.
I don't worry about things like that.
Big donor Michael Darland of Bellevue.
I find it amusing that most of the critics and people who worry about these sorts of things would probably, if they have the money, given other things they say and write about, they would be giving it too. What they're griping about is they didn't get busy and figure out how to take advantage of this country and its freedoms to also earn great amounts of money.
One irony of all this campaign cash, the money tends to go where it's least effective, high-stakes races where the candidates are already well-known to the public. In Washington state, Democrats have raised nearly twice as much cash as Republicans for this year's federal elections. That pattern goes against the grain. Nationwide, Republicans have raised about 8% more campaign cash than Democrats. According to OpenSecrets.org, this year's election is the most expensive in American history. I'm John Ryan in Seattle.